Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren Ben Moshe, and Le'ilui Nishmas Gitel Bas Harav Eliezer Monuach. As we approach Shavuos, the Yontif commemorating the Kabbalas HaTorah, which took place of 3,329 years ago, we think of the contrast over those years of the Kabbalas HaTorah took place in front of millions of eyewitnesses and the survival of that Torah under the most adverse conditions of history throughout the millennia to this very day. And the fact that we study the same Torah and observe the same mitzvahs thousands of years later is truly one of the wonders of the world. They say that someone once asked Einstein if he could meet a figure of ancient history, who would he want to meet? And they thought some great scientist. And he said, no, I would want to meet Moses and ask him if he really thought that his people and their descendants would be keeping this Torah and commandments so many thousands of years later. One of the wonders of the world. And to analyze the secret, or at least the natural secret, or the Alpidera HaTeva, what is directly involved in this, it can be somewhat of an eye-opener and give us some sense of appreciation for this particular midah. Now, ultimately, the Torah survived because the Torah tells us, "Losi shochach mipi zaroi." It will not be forgotten from the Zera Yisrael. The pasuk in the Novi says, "Ruchi asher olecho dvor asher slamti beficho lo yimushu mipicho mipi zarecho mipi zarecho me'atov ve'adoylom." The Torah will continue to go down from one generation to the next forevermore. But there are certain factors which were active in bringing this about. And there's one that the Goyin, that the Vilna Goyin points out, which is really very, very surprising. The Goyin says on a posuk in Mishlei, Liyos Bashem Mivtochecho, that you should have Bitochen in Hashem, brings a posuk in Tilim in Ayin Ches, Kapitel Ayin Ches, Vayokem Edus V'Yakov V'Teres Zombi Yisroel, that he established the Edus, the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, and the Torah gave to Klal Yisrael, and they should pass it on to the future generations, V'yosimu Be'elokim Kislam, that they should put their trust, their Techeles, their hope and their trust in Hashem, and that, the pasuk continues, V'lo Yishkechu Ma'al Aleilev U'mitzvoysov Yintzoyru, they won't forget the wondrous works of Hashem, and they will guard the mitzvahs. And the Goyin says that the Iker, the most essential ingredient, the Klal Kol HaTorah, Kol HaMitzvahs, is Iker Nesinas HaTorah LiYisrael, Hu Kedesh Yosimu Bitchoinam Hashem. The Iker, the essence, the main point of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was in order that they should put their trust in Hashem. And it seems that the pshat in that, the way the Goyin learns, is because in order for the Torah to survive, it needs that midas habitochon on the part of Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says, because lo yishkechu malalei keil, they won't forget Hashem's wondrous works, u'mitzvois of Yintzor, and they will guard and protect his mitzvahs. It seems that without the midas habitochon, without that trust in Hashem, without that positive relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we will not even pay attention to the great miracles that he's done. We'll forget the miracles, and we won't guard, and we won't protect, and we won't fight to protect the Torah that we have. And it does seem a bit strange, because from the psukim in Ayin Ches, it sounds like we're talking also about the Dor HaMidbar. Many of the psukim there are referring to the Dor HaMidbar. Dor HaMidbar lived the miracles. They saw them in Mitzrayim. They saw them through the Yamsuf. They saw them at Har Sinai. And they lived with them on a daily basis, the Mon and the Slov and the Anani HaKovid and the Be'er and so forth and so on. So, like, v'lo yishkechu ma'ala le'ikel. Otherwise, without the bitochon, they'll forget it. And then the truth of the matter is, on their lofty level, because they were the greatest of tzaddikim, nizdor deo, that anything they did was on a level so imperceptible that we couldn't even imagine it, but Chazal explained it and expanded it so we could learn a lesson from it. And it seems there was ever so slight something lacking in the bitochen. And that's why they needed water. They were worried about food, water, and security and everything. So this idea, if the bitochen is not in place, then we become oblivious to all the miracles that Hashem does, and we don't make the fullest effort to guard and protect the Torah, to maintain it and to keep it. And it seems that without a positive relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what bitochen is that trust. Trust is the centerpiece, is the pillar of relationship. And we put our trust in Hashem. We have that positive relationship. We know how much He loves us. We know how much He cares about us. We know how much He does chesed. We know how much He feels our pain when we're in pain and suffering. And then we trust Him to help us. And it seems that that trusting relationship is critical for the survival of the Torah. That if not, the Torah wouldn't survive. If not, the miracles that Hashem has shown us throughout the early days of our history, and even the hidden miracles of the Golus and the later generations, we wouldn't see them. We would forget them. Without that loving relationship, that connection, that sense of bitochon and trust in Hashem, then we just become oblivious. And we do not do what has to be done to guard and protect the mitzvahs. So the Midas HaBitochen is critical. And the truth is, it's even critical for the Midas HaBitochen to continue. Because part of what we base the Midas HaBitochen on is on the miracles that Hashem does for us. We see Hashem's chesed, the ma'ala lekel, those acts, wondrous acts of Hashem. But even without the bitochen, even those things we won't see. So it's important to have the bitochen to be able to see those things. And when we see them, that strengthens our bitochen, and it can continue a process. But the ikar nesinas hatera liyisrael hu, kidei sheyasimu b'tcheinu Hashem. That's the gloshen of the going. The ikar of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was that we should be able to put our trust in Hashem, because that is the essential ingredient that assures that we're constantly focused and never forget all the miracles He does for us, and that we are guarding and protecting the observance of the mitzvahs. But the truth is, Sivan goes a little bit further, because Rashi, in the second parak of Shir HaShirim, on the posuk, Kishbati Yaschem B'nei Yerushalayim, that's Pasuk Zion in Perek Beis. Klal Yisrael swears to the nations of the world that terrible things will happen to you if you attempt in any way to dissuade me from my relationship with Hashem. If you cause me to hate Him, or you disturb the love in any way, or... And Rashi explains, if you attempt to change it or to exchange it for something else, ulevakish mimeni lihispatos acharechem, even if it's only that you're asking me to be persuaded, to be enticed to follow you, I swear to you, Klal Yisrael says to the Mosayilum, that there are going to be serious and severe consequences. And then Rashi explains, "Ad shetechbots b'chol loy shehu chofetz shut shehi tekua b'livi v'hu chofetz bi." As long as my love for Him is ingrained in my heart, and He desires me, you will not be able to do these things. We administer this shvua, almost like a klola, to tell Klal Yisrael, that to tell the Umos HaOlam, that there's nothing that they will be able to do to dissuade us. What is the strength to be able to say to the Umos HaOlam, you cannot dissuade us, you cannot entice us, we won't even let you ask of us to leave Hashem and to join your alternative ways and so forth. And the strength of that is the relationship with Hashem. As long as his love is tokua, is entrenched in my heart, and as long as he desires me, as long as we have that relationship between us going on, then we have strength to withstand all obstacles. We can swear to you that you will not succeed. Don't even attempt levakesh, to request, because we stand firm in our commitment to Hashem based on the fact that we have that relationship. So, to appreciate and relive almost the Kabbalah HaTorah, we do have to realize that the Iker of the Kabbalah HaTorah, of the Nesinas HaTorah, the Klal Yisrael, was to strengthen our bitochen. Because when we have that bitochen, then the miracles of the past and the present are clearly in front of us, and we grow from them, and we appreciate them, and we get inspired from them. And we put in the greatest effort to guard and protect the mitzvahs, and we could stand up to the world with all of its negative influences and say, you can't even attempt to dissuade us from our connection to Hashem, because we have that deep-rooted relationship. And from the Goyin, it seems that that relationship really depends upon our midas habitochon. When we can put that trust in Hashem, then we have that ultimate of relationships, and we have the ability to face all of the difficulties of life and all of the temptations and stand firm. And the Torah continues to survive to future generations because of the fact that we have this positive relationship with Hashem. So then, even from a very spiritual point of view, let alone from a materialistic point of view, where bitochen is an entitlement that allows us to get, and bitochen is a source of menuchas hanefesh, of tranquility and peace of mind. But even besides that, bitochen is the assurance that we will remain appreciative and focused and not forget all of the miracles that Hashem has done for us. And bitochen is the factor that keeps us guarded and protected and attempting to make sure that our mitzvahs will always be fulfilled and nothing will dissuade us from the observance of the mitzvahs. So I guess a very reasonable preparation for the Chag HaShavuos would be the strengthening of that bitochen, which seems to be the Iker of the Nesinas HaTorah LeYisrael.